We warmly welcome you to our circuit assembly. The assembly theme is Don't Give Up in Doing What Is Fine. We know that you will enjoy the timely program that has been prepared. Please note that the program is being broadcast simultaneously on FM frequency 72.9. If you are carrying a cellular telephone or other electronic device, please adjust it to a setting that will not disturb others in the audience. Recordings of this program should be for your personal use or for the benefit of those unable to be present. Recordings should not be made available for general circulation or distribution. Baptism candidates should be seated in the front middle section for the baptism talk, which begins at 11:30. If a fire alarm sounds, please remain calm and in your seats, awaiting instructions from the platform. You will be notified if an evacuation of the building is necessary or if a false alarm has occurred. The theme scripture for our assembly is Galatians 6 and 9, which reads, "So let us not give up in doing what is fine, for in due time we will reap if we do not tire out." Clearly, the world around us is not doing what is fine in God's sight. Today's program will help us to resist the world's influence and motivate us to do what is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. To begin, we invite you to stand and sing together song number 77, entitled Light in a Darkened World. After the song, Brother Wade Nelson will offer the opening prayer. Again, that's song number 77.
Father Jehovah, God of all comfort, we do want to approach you as a large congregation this morning to thank you for putting in us a spiritual need that we can now address. And we do know that you've provided a food for us at the right time. We do think of the theme, keep doing what is fine. And that's according to your standards, Jehovah. We want to keep those reminders in front of us It's not the world's standards, it's your standards that we should be concerned about. So thank you for this program and measure of your spirit to each one who has parts today. They work so hard so that they can deliver their message and give us hope and confidence in our future, and also in the message that they proclaim, that it's a message of hope. And we see the world struggling today, but we do know that the comfort you give us through your message of the kingdom will soon bring about the world's problem to come to an end. We ask that your spirit be upon those who cannot make it because of hardships, those around the world who can't meet freely like we do. We do ask that you build them up with your Holy Spirit and to help them to continue on with their struggles. So as we pray to you, Jehovah, we know that you're the one who truly knows our hearts, and we do know that you know the struggles we're going through. So thank you for letting us be here today and get through those struggles of today and to enjoy the brotherhood that we share worldwide. Jehovah, we do ask forgiveness, and we ask the ransom of your dear Son to be applied to those mistakes. And we do ask this prayer now through your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.